Och nu, en ny timma med västkustens bästa rock. Darkest Hour with Glenn Gilbert.
All right, here we are. I've invaded the Pirate Rock studio. This is Glenn Gilbert from Hide the Knives, and here's the all-anticipated Darkest Hour, first edition. A little bit about myself. I moved to Sweden 2002. I've managed to get around the music scene quite a bit, and I'm well noted in Gothenburg for a band called Hide the Knives. So here we are. Enough about that, and I'm going to introduce a band called California Breed. The reason I've picked this band as the first band to play on this show is because I think that all the guys involved, they're what makes up what this radio station is all about. It's all about the old, it's all about the new, what's good from that. The guys in this band, let me tell you the lineup. You've got Glenn Hughes from Deep Purple, for Christ's sake. This is the guy that sang Burn. You all know this song. You can sing it in your sleep. And the son of the drummer from Led Zeppelin, Jason Bonham. And, I mean, he sounds just as good as his dad. He learned from the best, right? And then they've got this new kid on the axe, the guitar, Andrew Watt. Never heard of the guy, but he must be good if he can play with greats like this. So let's see what we've got here. This is a real rock band, real rock station. Let's get this show kicked off right. Here comes California Breed with Sweet Tea. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Soundgarden, Jesus Christ Pose. Now, you might ask yourself, why does Glenn follow up California Breed with Soundgarden? Well, I didn't mention it earlier, but the reason I chose this was because Chris Cornell, he's inspired by this guy. So you might notice that his vocal styling is somewhat similar. Talking about inspiration, I'm inspired by the next band that's coming. So Stone Temple Pilots, Vaseline, somewhere in the Vaseline.
Take it home.
All right, that was Local H with Bound to the Floor. Let me tell you, Local H is probably a band you never heard before, for the most of you, and that is a real-life grunge band from Chicago. I've seen that band up close and personal, and one thing I can tell you that you might not hear from the recording, it's really a two-man band. It's the first time I'd ever seen a two-man band, and it's so wild. The guitarist, he has put a bass pickup in his guitar that is separately connected to a bass amp. So it sounds like they have a bassist, but it's only two guys, and they rock out so hard. They played in front of huge crowds. I don't think that they're around anymore. Not so important, but the music's still around, and we can listen to that. Hope you liked it. All right. On to the next, the upcoming song. This song is going to be really interesting. It's a new track from an artist that's been around a long time. This guy is a long-time running Chicago artist. His name is Bob Mould, and around Chicago, he's mostly known for being in a band called Husker Du, and it's really inspired a lot of punk rock and pop rock and power rock from that area. And I'm going to play two songs back to back here. I'm going to play Bob Mould. He's got a new song that's called Tomorrow Morning. And then we're going to play Foo Fighters' second single that they ever had called I'll Stick Around. And you tell me if you hear something similar. I think you're going to find out where Dave Grohl gets his inspiration from. That was Foo Fighters, I'll Stick Around. And I guess he did stick around. He's still doing that crap after 20 years. He's still here doing it, showing us what it's all about. Now, that guy, he's got a strong connection to Chicago. And since we're on the subject of Chicago, that's a sweet, sweet, sweet city. Very underrated. You guys need to stop thinking about New York so much. We're going to play a band from Chicago. I got to tell you a quick story. I just got to tell you a story. I met the singer of this band in a very, very awkward way. This guy, he worked in a record store. And he was an extreme dick to me when I met him the first time. So it was hard to wipe away that impression. I was in there trying to get an album in this little record store that's near the Metro, a venue in Chicago. And oh, this guy just came up to me. He's like, "No, you can't have that record. Listen to this instead." And I was like, "What the fuck, man? I don't want that record." I can't remember what he tried to shove in my hands, but you know, I was trying to buy a Cheap Trick album. And it turns out this guy, he loves Cheap Trick. Maybe he didn't think I was worthy. But then I happened to be at the Metro a couple months later and saw this guy with his new band, Smashing Pumpkins. Yes, we're talking about Billy Corgan, my friends. And Billy Corgan blew my effing mind. So I'm going to play you the song that I heard. Here it's coming. It's called Quiet. When I heard this song for the first time, it blew my mind. They were so loud, and the fuzz was in my face. Get some.
Yeah.
All right, that was Sponge with their song Plowed. That's another 90s classic that was played to pieces on the radio in America when I was a youth. That band is from Detroit, and I will show you in future episodes of this show some deeper, darker tunes from that band. They've got some stuff that will blow your mind. That was one of the nastiest, well put together bands that came out of Detroit from that period of time. It was awesome to see these guys play live. They were just nasty. Coming up, I'm going to play you a totally different kind of music, followed up by a band that got inspired by that band. So first I'm going to play Helmet Milquetoast, and after that, there's going to be a band right after that that's inspired by them. So check it out. Here's Helmet Milquetoast. Was Deftones with the song Change. And here we are, we're towards the end of the first Darkest Hour with Glenn Gilbert, and I hope you've liked it. The whole idea of this show is that I'm going to share with you a lot of music that's inspired me, a lot of music from my CD collection, and also tell you some stories behind this music and how it's affected me. I've seen a lot of these bands live, and hearing these songs again, it brings back a lot of memories, a lot of good times, a lot of good people, and a lot of crazy crap that I've seen and done in Chicago and other places. And we're going to have a lot of good times on this show, I can tell. With inspiration, when I moved to Sweden back in early 2000, it was late 2001, around 2002, there used to be this place called Yazoo over on Andra Långgatan. And that place used to have a singer-songwriter night, if you will. And I ran into a guy there named Martin. And we started making music together. And he kind of introduced me into some other people. We met some people at Sticky Fingers, and we, you know, we were checking out the rock scene, and I really noticed real quick, you know, that there was a big empty space where the kind of music that I like to play, I like to listen to, it didn't really exist here. I was wondering what is this? There's this big black hole. You know, it's either here you're playing metal, some form of metal, old school metal, new metal, Swedish metal, whatever you want to call it, or you're playing some kind of AC/DC rock, or some kind of extreme, you know, kind of rock set pop melody festival thing. There's nothing in between. Where's the grunge? Where's the modern punk? Where's the modern, you know, kind of Foo Fighters rock? It just didn't exist here. And you know, after quite a few years of playing around with some friends, you know, I started realizing, you know, gotta do something original. You know, I really wanted to not. I knew so many bands around me. They were saying, "Oh, like we're the Swedish AC/DC, or we're the Swedish, Swedish whatever." You know, I don't want to do that. Personally, that's not how I want to approach music. So, you know, I after a lot of disagreements and agreements with other people, you know, finally started writing some music that I thought, I can call my own. And eventually we ended up calling this band Hide the Knives. And one of the first songs, it's called Holy Banner. And I'll tell you real quick what this song's about. I mean, I really had a good riff, and we worked it into a song. And then all of a sudden I realized, oh man, this is really hard to sing to. I had no idea what I was going to sing for lyrics, and it just drove me crazy. And the night before, you know, when we were in the studio, all the guitars and everything was recorded, and I felt the pressure coming on. Oh man, I finally have to do this track. And I was at home, and I just happened to turn on, I think it was TV4, and this documentary, I think it's called Jesus Camp, came on, and it's about some kind of heavy political and religious summer camp where they mind wash kids into believing in God and promote, somehow mixing it with religion and politics. And I saw this image that they faded in on the screen of an American flag with a religious cross over the top of it, and it just affected me so much. It actually angered me to see this misuse of my country's flag and symbolism and also misuse of religion and using it as a tool of fear instead of a tool of enlightenment. So and peace, if you will. And all of a sudden I just felt that this track, it had the energy and I needed to put this message into this track. Very few people have picked it up, but I want you to listen to this track and maybe check out that documentary, Jesus Camp, and you'll probably get what this song is about. So here's Hide the Knives with Holy Banner.